All right, if you've been tuning in every Wednesday, you know that we're at the end of our list of faces of intention. Stay tuned. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Okay, here we are, the first Wednesday of May. Is that an amazing day or what? I love May 1st because I got to send out a special announcement. But today we're going to be talking about the final face in the book of The Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. Now, if you're tuning in for the very first time, thank you, first of all. Second of all, you're wondering, who the heck is this Gabbin Gale and how does she think she can grow my business? Well, here's the deal. I truly believe that all the years of business experience that I've had, that maybe some of my wild and crazy stories will lead you to that light bulb moment or help you avoid that misstep that you might take had I not spoken about that particular issue that day that you tuned in. Because here's what I know. I know that other people's experiences, their success stories can really light the path for you. Because I don't know about you, but when I transitioned from one career to another and I had no one there to hold my hand and say, come with me, this is how we do it, it was up to me to figure it out. So I'm hoping that when you tune in, you might get a tidbit that will help you. If you know someone that needs to hear what I'm sharing, please share that with them. Because here's how it works. Monday through Thursday, I share my life lessons, my success stories, some kind of inspirational thing, talking about trending things, just whatever comes to mind, I guess. And then on Fridays, the pleasure is all mine when I interview someone about their success stories. This week, for example, on Friday, I will be visiting with a chocolatier from Chicago, and it is going to be a fabulous, fabulous show. So that's what I do, because like I said, I've learned from other people, and so I want to bring that to you. If you want to know more about me, or if you want to get some information from some of the people I've interviewed, you can go to thegailefoleyshow.com. That's Gail, G-A-I-L, Foley, F-O-L-E-Y, show. Right there, you'll see my crazy Gabbin Gale little logo. You can go to the podcast page and anybody that I've interviewed, their contact information is there. If you need to get in touch with me, you can go to my contact page. Or if you are wondering how to successfully connect either online or offline, I have a free report there that you are more than welcome to grab. Just go ahead and register for that. It's 5 strategies and tips for successful connecting, because I call myself your success connector, because in my years of networking, I am well known for connecting other people. So that's how I've decided to call myself, not a coach, not a consultant, but oh yes, your success connector. Okay, so without further ado, I don't do a lot of station breaks because I truly believe that when I get on a roll, it would be very interruptive to stop and say, oh, by the way, go to thegailefoleyshow.com. So you have been given the information for that. So this book, let me share with you, so in case you are on here for the first time, this is one of those profound books that has made a huge difference in my life because I've chosen to embrace what Dr. Dyer has shared in this book. Now, I didn't embrace it the first time I heard his words. The first time I heard these words of this book was a CD. I bought it. I thought it'd be really cool to listen to while I was getting ready for work every morning or for what I do. I don't call it work, my fun. And I listened to it for a long time. But I guess partly I wasn't really paying attention as I was getting ready for my day. However, I do listen to podcasts every day. I listen to Joel Osteen's podcast. I listen to Sam Crowley's podcast. I listen to my Everyday Freedom by my friend Robert Libetz. So I do listen to iTunes and their podcasts. So I do know that I focus on them. But for whatever reason, I didn't grasp what he was saying on the CD. So fast forward a few years later, my husband and I are at the little tiny town where his mom lives, and we get out of the car to go in and get her mail, and lo and behold, the local library is having a book sale. My husband says to me, "So I guess I'll meet you over there." I said, "Oh yes, you will." And I'm immediately gravitated to the back of all the books where they have personal development, self-help, self-awareness, whatever you want to call it. That's just where I'm automatically drawn to. So here's his book, hardback, brand new, sitting there calling my name. So we grabbed that book up and I sat down to read it. And I did not stop till I finished it. And it is not a short book. Let's see, how many pages do we have here? We have 256 pages. What I really like about this book to start with is he actually tells you how to read the book. And so I follow those instructions. When I got done with the first reading, I went back to the second reading. And the second time through, I really truly focused on these seven faces of intention. Now, I will give you a little station break right here. If you want this book, you can go to Amazon.com or you can go to that same website I gave you earlier and just click on my favorites and you can click right there. It will take you right over to the book on Amazon and you don't have to go searching for it. But I would highly, highly recommend if you are into personal development for your own sake, for your business sake, or you're dealing with someone that needs to have some personal development, you might want to read how you can help them. This is the book to do that. One of the faces that really, really helped me was be kind. It really shed some light for me of how I could be kinder in just simpler ways. And today, earlier, I went through a similar exercise that you go through with his intentions with a life coach at the women's luncheon that I attended today. And she came up with some very incredible questions for people to figure out their personality traits and how you relate to other people. It was very fascinating to hear this woman who's been doing this for 12 years and even more as a mediator for about 30, and how her insight is to things. And so I listen very intently these days because all these are just very incredible perceptions of someone else, and their viewpoint can sometimes trigger, wow, things for me. So I want to share that with you. And today, the last phase of the seven intentions is simply be receptive. The universal mind is ready to respond to anyone who recognizes their true relation, true relationship to it. It will reproduce whatever conception of itself you press upon it. In other words, it's receptive to all who remain in harmony with it and stay in a relationship of reverence for it. The issue becomes a question of your receptivity to the power of intention. Stay connected and you'll know you'll receive all that this power is capable of offering. Take it on by yourself as separate from the universal mind, an impossibility, but nevertheless a strong belief of the ego, and you remain internally disconnected. Now, I know, I am sure me reading this to you is taking you like, what? What is that? So this book is rather a deep book. So I'm going to read the next chapters to you because that's the only way that I can relate it to you. So here we go. The nature of the universal mind is peaceful. It isn't receptive to force or violence. It works in its own time and rhythm, allowing everything to emanate by and by. It's in no hurry because it's outside of time. It's always in the internal now. Try getting down on your hands and knees and hurrying along a tiny tomato plant sprout. Universal spirit is at work peacefully, and your attempts to rush it or tug new life into a full creative flower will destroy the entire process. Being receptive means allowing your senior partner, that's in quotes by the way, to handle your life for you. I accept the guidance and assistance of the same force that created me. I let go of my ego, and I trust in this wisdom to move it at its own peaceful pace. I make no demands on it. This is how the all-creating field of intention creates. This is how you must think in order to reconnect your source to your source. You practice meditation because it allows you to receive the inner knowing or making conscious contact with God. By being peaceful, quiet, and receptive, you pattern yourself in the image of God and you regain the power of your source. This is what this chapter and entire book is all about. This is tapping into the essence of originating spirit, emulating the attributes of the created force of intention, and manifesting into your life anything that you desire that's consistent with the universal mind, which is creativity, kindness, love, beauty, expansion, abundance, and peaceful receptivity. Now, I'm not going to read more on this chapter because I think that if you're listening to this while you're driving or you're listening to it while you're running, it brings up a lot of stuff because it is very, very deep. But he goes on to make 5 suggestions for implementing the ideas of this particular chapter. The first one, he says, is to realize your desires. Match them with your inner speech. And I think those of the of you that are listening, you're tuning in because I talk about how we have a perception of different things and how you can look at it in a positive light. So I believe that if you're listening in, you're also a student of personal development and you've been studying some of the fabulous people out there. Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, the power of positive thinking. You know, so you've listened to those books, you've listened to The Secrets, and you know, or you are a visualizer. If you visualize, you know that whatever we focus on, we usually get in return. And that's what the speaker was talking about today as well. She says people tend to focus on the things they don't want, which they get more of then because that's what we attract. So I think this is really talking about that. Keep all inner talk focused on good reports and good results. You know, not too long ago, I canceled the daily newspaper. And when I called up to cancel it, the young lady that answered the phone says to me, "So exactly why do you want to cancel?" And I says, "Well, I don't like feeding myself all that negativity. There's not much good news in the paper." She said, "Well, what if I could give you a really special deal?" I said, "Well, I'll listen because I know the girl's practicing her job. I don't want to cut her off at the knees because she needs to present this to me. And who knows? I don't know." So I let her present it to me. And I says, "You know, I really appreciate what you're sharing with me, but I said, I really am done. I've been getting the newspaper now for probably 19 years, and not only has the price increase gotten really ridiculous, but you make me take the digital copy and charge me for it, even though I may not want it. But really, truly, when I really think about it, I'm removing negativity from my life, and this is one of the things that I have been reading every day for all these years that really hasn't uplifted my life much. So no, thank you, but no." She says to me, she's, "Well, ma'am, is there someone else at the house there that can make this decision for you?" Oh my goodness, I don't know who trained this woman, but she just lost that deal no matter what she had to say. I said, "Well, actually, no. If you notice, it's my name on the account, so I have the right to make this decision. Thank you very much." I tried to be very kind in that situation because obviously she was just doing her job, but really insult me like that? I don't think that's going to work. So anyway, the second one here is think from the end. That is, assume within yourself the feeling of the wish being fulfilled and keep the vision regardless of the obstacles that emerge. Eventually, you'll act on this end, thinking with the spirit of creation will collaborate with you. So that's basically what we've already said, that we focus on what we want, we dream about it, we visualize about it, we put up a vision board, we create a dream board, we have a mastermind group where we talk and brainstorm about what we want. That's going to bring to you, if you're receptive and open to it, what you're seeking. The third one is to reach a state of impeccability, you need to practice unbending intent. This will match you up with the unbending intent of the all-creative universal mind. For example, if I set out to write a book, I keep a solid picture of the completed book in my mind, and I refuse to let that intention disappear. So if you're someone on here that's writing a book or contemplating writing a book, you got to believe without ever wavering that that book will bear your name on the front cover and be published. Number four, copy the seven faces of intention on 3x5 cards. Well, I'm going to do that because I haven't done that one yet. Have them laminated, place them in crucial locations that you must look at each day. They'll serve as reminders for you to stay in fellowship with the originating spirit. Now, I will say that I did write out a couple of them that I was really working very diligently on to make them part of who I am as part of a daily practice. So you want a relationship of camaraderie to exist with intention. The seven reminders strategically placed around your living and working environment will do just that for you. I'm trying to find one that will help me with this tongue of mine. It's just not working well. Okay. Anyway, number five. Always keep the thought of God's abundance in mind. If any other thought comes, replace it with that of God's abundance. And that's what we talked about very recently was abundance. Remind yourself every day that the universe can't be miserly. It can't be wanting. It holds nothing but abundance. Or as St. Paul stated so perfectly, God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance. Repeat these ideas on abundance until they radiate as your inner truth. So this concludes the steps for connecting to intention. And here, I'm just going to read this to you. But before you make this somersault into the inconceivable, I urge you to examine any and all self-imposed obstacles that need to be challenged and eradicated as you work anew at living and breathing this power of intention that was placed in your heart before a heart was even formed. As William Penn put it, those people who are not governed by God will be ruled by tyrants. Remember as you read on that those tyrants are often the self-imposed roadblocks of your lower self at work. So that really concludes our series on this particular book. If you like this idea of me bringing a book to you once a month and we're going through the chapters, I would love a comment. I would love to have somebody go in and do me a 5-star review on iTunes. And let me share with you that every time you listen, download, share, like, subscribe, that really is the whole awesome purpose of this podcast, is not just spreading it out to the people that I'm connected to, but you helping spread it out to people you know, because here's the deal. When I do that interview on Friday, I actually share my contact base with my guests. They share the show with their guests, and together we actually spread it out to so many more people. That's why you'll see Gabbing with Gail grows your business, because that's how I grow it, by helping you through social media, your email lists, any way that you can share this with someone that you might know needs to hear this message today. Because, you know, we never know sometimes where the people we're closest to really are, because maybe they're ashamed of what's going on in their life. They're a very private person and they just would never tell anybody they're struggling. There are a lot of proud people out there that want to just go it alone because it is excruciatingly painful for them to share it with other people. They don't want to be judged. They don't want to be given advice. They just want to just go it alone. This show is not about going alone. The reason I am your success connector is that's my mission. I am here to connect you in a way that you need to be connected. And one of the ways I'm going to ask you to be connected is right now, I'm going to ask you, as we wind up this show, to please do me a great big favor, and you'll hear it more than once, but I'm going to ask anyway. Pass on a smile today. Somebody walking down the street and you start to pass them, catch their eye and give them a great big smile. And I promise you, you will have made a difference today for them and for you, because most times that is it. It has a boomerang effect and it will come right back to you and continues to be contagious as a day goes along. So thank you so much, and we will catch you on the flip-flop, meaning tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I wanted to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page, subscribe. If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin with Gail or Gabbin Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transfer over, transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit, because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here and you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to thegailfoleyshow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbin Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.